CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 10th of July 2022. Here are the main news headlines. ICQ podcast talks to RSGB, special Australian station for Fleet Air Arm Anniversary, QSL Gallery Online. Recently, the ICQ podcast team spoke with Steve Thomas, M1ACB, the RSGB General Manager, and Murray Nimmon, G6JYB, the RSGB Spectrum Forum Chairman. Steve discussed some of the behind-the-scenes work carried out by the RSGB whilst at Ham Radio in Germany. This included participating in IARU meetings, covering Spectrum Defence and EMC. Listen from the 1 hour and 46 minute point for the news, for this news. Then Murray talked about the protection of the 23 centimetre band. You can find the ICQ podcast at icqpodcast.com and look for episode 380. VK75FAA is a special call sign celebrating the 75th anniversary of the formation of the Fleet Air Arm, the Royal Australian Navy's aviation branch. Activity will continue until the end of October. The call sign will be used by amateurs around Australia on a rota basis. The large collection of QSL cards on Les Nouvelles DX website has been updated. Among the 16 different galleries, there are cards for the 10 most wanted DXCC entities between 2012 and 2021, the 62 deleted DXCC entries, and the special stations commemorating the ITU and the IARU. You can view these galleries and many more at Les Nouvelles DX, I'd better spell that, I think, LESNOUVELLESDX.FR. Just click on the QSL gallery tab. Chard Auctions got in touch regarding an auction taking place on the 16th of July. Lots include a large section collection of vintage radios and related equipment. The radio and test equipment items are on pages 7 to 12 of the catalogue. You can view the catalogue and other details at shardauctions.co.uk. The CQ Worldwide VHF contest takes place between 1800 UTC on Saturday the 16th of July and 2100 UTC on the 17th. It uses the 50 megs and 144 megs bands as permitted by the regulator in the country of operation. The G1E team will be operating from IO990BT using SSB, CW and FM. To on both bands, the exchange's call sign in your four-character location. There's no need to exchange a signal report. The Israel Amateur Radio Club is running two special event stations for the Maccabiah Games between the 12th and 26th of July. The two call signs to look out for are 4X21MG and 4Z21MG. If that's not very obvious, and I think I may have read it wrongly, I'll say it again. 4X21MG and 4Z21MG. An award is available for amateurs contacting both special event stations on at least two bands and modes on separate days. The stations will use CWSSBFT8 and operate via satellite. QRZ.com has contact details for the two stations. A date now for your diary. British Inland Waterways on the Air will take place between the 27th and 29th of August. It's open to all amateurs who are boaters, cyclists, walkers or other users of the canals, rivers, towpaths, riverbanks or for work or recreation. Even lakes and reservoirs that are used for recreation uses classify as an inland waterway. So there are many places for activating. Many clubs and individual amateurs on or near the UK inland waterways obtain special event station call signs. The organisers have a Facebook page with more details. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rallies and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Next Sunday, the 17th of July, the McMichael Amateur Radio Rally and Car Boot Sale will take place at Reading Rugby Club, Sonning Lane, Reading, RG46ST. Doors open 9:30 a.m. Large boot, car boot area and plenty of free parking for sellers and buyers. Refreshments will be available on site. Admission £3 per person. Sorry, but no dogs allowed except for assistance dogs. That's a site rule, apparently. Now for DX News. A large group of operators will be active as T41DX from Playa Boca de Galafre on the main island of Cuba, NA104, between the 14th and 16th of July. Activity with 10 to 80 metre bands using SSB, CW, FT8, FT4, RTTY and SSTV, QSLVAR logbook of the world or direct to RW6HS. ED, ES2TT, plans to be active from the island of Wallin, EU132, and Usedom, EU129, between the 15th and 18th of July. He'll be operating CW and SSB on 40-30 20-metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, or via his home call. Bureau cards can be requested by email. Volker, DJ8VW, has been active as 5PPA8VW from Romo Island, which is EU125, since the 26th of June, and will remain there until the 16th of July. He operates SSB, CW, FT8 and FT4 on the 4-160 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, Club Logs OQRS, or via his home call. Now for the special events news. Today, Sunday the 10th of July, Bishop Auckland RAC and Wearside Electronics and Amateur Radio Society are activating GB4BM from Beamish Museum at Beamish, Chester-le Street in Durham. Operations start at 10 a.m. If you wish to attend and assist in the events, contact Ian, G7MFN, at g7mfn@hotmail.co.uk. All are welcome. OE60STMK is on the air until the 31st of October for the 60th anniversary of the Styrian Regional Association within Austria's IARU Society. QSL via the Bureau to OE6WIG. Now for contest news today, Sunday the 10th of July, the IARU HF Championship ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC. Using 1.8 to 28 megs bands that where contests are permitted, exchanges signal report in your ITU zone. For the UK, that's 27. In particular, listen out for the RSGB HQ station, GR2HQ, from 10 different locations using CW and SSB. The team has a total of 35 operators, and the stations will be on the air simultaneously on all the available contest bands. Today, the 10th of July, the UK Microwave Group 24, 47 and 76 gigs contest takes place between 0900 and 1700 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 12th, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855, followed by the all mode 432 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Exchange is the same for both. Signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday sees the SSB leg of the 80-metre clubs contest take place between 1900 and 2030 UTC. Exchange is signal report and serial number. Also on Wednesday is the 432 FT8 activity contest running from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Exchange is your report and four-character locator. Thursday the 14th is the all-mode 50 megs UK activity contest between 1900 and 2130 UTC. Exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday, the 70 megs trophy contest runs between 1400 and 2000 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and the first two letters of your postcode. Also, starting on Saturday the 16th is the CQ Worldwide VHF contest. More details in the main news. Next Sunday, the 17th of July, the International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC, CW only, 3.57 and 14 megs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and your transmit power. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, It was a mixed bag of HF propagation last week. The solar flux index was adequate rather than outstanding, and a large elongated coronal hole contributed to the KP index, hitting 5 on the 4th of July. However, things became more settled geomagnetically later in the week, with the KP index back down in the 1s and 2s. The SFI slowly climbed up to 115 by Thursday, thanks to some new spots appearing over the sun's limb. There was some minor solar flare activity, but no coronal mass ejections were logged. The net result was quite good conditions, with the MUF over a 3,000-kilometre path, reaching up to 24 megahertz at times. This changed on Thursday, however, when the KP index rose to 5 because of the incoming enhanced solar wind. Earlier in the week, there were some reports of transatlantic contacts on 10 metres, as well as extensive E openings to Europe. If the KP index can once again go low, it does rather bode well for the IARU worldwide contest this weekend. Next weekend, NOAA predicts that the SFI will remain about 115 for a time, but then may drop back to 108 as the week progresses. Barring any CMEs, NOAA predicts that the KP index may be low at least until the 15th and 16th of July, when it could rise to 4 again, however a coronal hole on the sun's equator will become Earth-facing on Saturday, so we might expect the KP index to climb around Monday. As always, this is quite difficult to predict. VHF and up in the coming week. We're likely to see high pressure over southern Britain, with occasional lows crossing the north of Scotland, with rain and stronger winds. This raises the prospects of gigahertz band rain scatter as the fronts move south and break into showers over northern England and North Wales. The main feature of the next week is the high pressure and the prospects of fairly widespread tropo. This could extend south and east into the continent and south across Biscay to Spain and beyond. Contacts with the Canaries, or perhaps even further to Cape Verde for the big stations in the southwest of the UK and Southern Ireland are possible. The high summer sporadic E season is in full swing, although somewhat reticent compared to other years. The jet stream activity is not as widespread as earlier in the season, now that summer conditions with lighter upper winds are becoming established. But there should be a preference for paths to Scandinavia and Southeast Europe. The other remaining modes of aurora and meteor scatter are of course available given the right conditions. The minor Alpha Capricornids meteor shower should be active, but with a low ZHR of around 5. Solar output has been affecting the KP index recently, so check the various space weather websites for details of further events. The moon is at minimum declination on Tuesday and perigee on Wednesday, so short moon visibility windows and low path losses are the story for EME this week. 144 meg sky noise is high for most of the week. And that is, they say, all from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me too, until next week.